This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You can feel it. Something is off. Things are getting stranger by the day. Just a coincidence, or is something more sinister happening right under our noses?
We want to warn you now, this next story is disturbing.
Namely, in earlier times, it was easier to control a million people, literally, than physically, to kill a million people. Today, it is infinitely easier to kill a million people than to control a million people. It's easier to kill than to control.
I would like to reduce the number of people on the planet, because there's too many of us. It's a planet of finite resources, and we're using them up.
First, we've got population. That's headed up to about 9 billion. Now, if we do a really great job on new vaccines, healthcare, reproductive health services, we could lower that by perhaps 10 or 15%.
The true ruling elite are a death cult. Pure evil. The elite are extremely wealthy. They have more money than you can think of. So why would they want even more money, even more control? It's because they use their wealth and power to execute their agenda, to live out their evil. If you think this is just conspiracy theory, think again. Look around you. Everything benefits them and not humanity. The globalists have a religion. To the public, it's sold as climate change or the global crisis. What is the basis of the climate change agenda? It's population control. It's depopulation. The elite look at us as parasites that need to be controlled and killed. There is an unelected network that controls what the public sees. Plausible deniability is their cover. They are playing dumb on every level to gaslight us. The same agendas throughout history are presented differently with the same goals. The elite are becoming restless and are now out in the open with who they really are. Corruption in the government is just the tip of the iceberg. The upper echelon at the top have an anti-human agenda. Threats of world war, but behind the scene, it's more about control and backdoor dealings between world governments. The open border, drug trafficking, human trafficking is covered up and controlled by our own government. It's deeper than that. There is a reason why most of these corruption networks never get shut down. These anti-humanists control mostly everything. You'd be shocked to know what the people in most power positions really think of the general public. The elite's corruption network operates like prison gangs or like a mafia, but on a larger scale. Blackmail, controllers, handlers, money laundering. If you want to stay rich and powerful, you'll have to do their dirty work. They have their hands in everything. A lot of these players simply love the spotlight. Most of the celebrities, politicians, CEOs love the fame and fortune. But the ones at the top of these groups are completely evil. Many become unwillingly controlled by signing on into the club without knowing what they are actually involved with behind the scenes. Most of humanity is asleep and distracted by meaninglessness. The elite are warning us of a cyber attack, also known as a digital 9/11 event. The economy would collapse if we suffered an internet shutdown. The modern power grid relies on the internet to coordinate power plants. Without it, each country's national grid will become unbalanced, and local outages escalate into a blackout for most of the world. A society slipping into chaos will allow the elite to reset and rebuild a world for themselves. There will be events leading up to a total collapse, domestic terror attacks, biological attacks, world wars. With each event, more and more control is gained. Time is running out. If society suffers from any of these trigger events, there might be no turning back. Humanity is at the crossroads. This is happening right now. we need to reject the global agenda and know who the world rulers really are and what they are up to. The fight for humanity is happening now.
Please do not forget that my book has gone number one on a bunch of the different subcharts. The Great Awakening, Part 2 of The Great Reset, twice as long. The Plan to Defeat the Globalists, Launch the Next Great Renaissance. But if you want to get Stroid Free Shipping, Double Patriot Points, Turbo Force, the best nootropic, 10-hour clean energy booster, it's the highest quality ingredients. It's amazing. Turbo Force, back of stock, InfoWarsStore.com. Up to 60% off on so many great products that are there. Winter Sun, the highest quality vitamin D3 that boosts your immune system, take it under the tongue for absorption. It's back in stock, 40% off. Winter Sun, Turbo Force, X2, Vitamin Mineral Fusion, DNA Force Plus, Bazo Beats for your blood and your heart, and what it does for a nitric boost. Nitric boost. It's all there. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139.
On March 6, 2001, Alex Jones first predicted the September 11th attack on the World Trade Center.
You've got an element of the FBI and these war game scenarios where they can remote control a 747 and they're going to crash it into the World Trade Center.
While other networks lie to you about what's happening now, InfoWars tells you the truth about what's happening next. Visit InfoWars.com/show and share the link today.
We're not fighting Nazis today, but it's politically powerful families with a bunch of stolen money, mainly from Jews and others, that are used to taking over and ruling. So that's one group, and you've got Trudeau's deputy prime ministers, like one of the main scions of this, and you've got, you know, all the rest of it. Klaus Schwab's dad and grandfather were like the number three arms producer for Hitler. They're not Nazis. They're rich, powerful, global dominists. Think of Dr. Evil or Blofeld. That's what that's based on. It's not art imitating life. It is art imitating life, not life imitating art. And so it's not a Nazi conspiracy or a Trotsky conspiracy. You have the guy running Russia, one of the main geniuses. He gets kicked out by Stalin. He comes to Mexico, sets up a movement here. It's on record. Even the New York Times admits it. Has a plan to take over the U.S. by being conservative. And so what are the Trotskyites and the Azov Battalion Nazis of Ukraine have in common? They're two different groups, but they're Russophobes who are still fighting the last war and so can also make unlimited money off of that Cold War that got launched by Churchill and you know, by others at the end of World War II. And I'm not a Russophile. I'm not saying they're perfect either. So that's where all the money and power comes from. So it seems like ancient history, but it's not. And so it's the neocons that are Trotskyites. And then you've got the left and everybody else allied with the literal Nazi stay-behind networks in Operation Gladio in Ukraine. And what they are is seasoned political dynasties of money that believe it's their goal. Like, I'm against a lot of what Israel's doing. Israel's not perfect. But if you look at the Palestinians, none of the Arabs will take them in because the Palestinians are always just like the Trotskyites or just like the Ukrainian Nazis. They believe they're going to take over because they've been in charge of Russia. They've been in charge of Nazi Germany. Okay. So they've already had the power. Yeah. So they're already used to this. They have confidence and they've got stolen money. So it's the same story. These are revolutionary groups that anywhere you plant, they're going to try to take over. And now Zelensky is going to talk to the U.S. military tomorrow. Biden says if we don't get behind him and give unlimited money, we're going to have war within 2 months with our sons and daughters dying. And these are the ghosts of World War II and the ghost of the Russian Revolution and the Soviet Union infesting us because Americans are country bumpkins. We had the good old boy George Washington that wanted to just set up a republic and be able to do his own business, not through a British lord. He was a libertarian. He couldn't do business because he wasn't a British lord. He just wanted to do business. So America's all about just do business, make everybody wealthy, get out of the way. We're like Native Americans that have never been hit by smallpox.
Yeah.
So they died. We've never been hit by Nazis or never been hit by communists for real. And so they saw us as country bumpkins. Since America was the new empire at the end of World War II, they politically migrated here to recreate this. And so it is the twin axis of the Trotskyites and the whole Nazi Bilderberg remnant. Then you've got the British Empire remnant, and you've got all these other groups. And Americans really are, because despite our Civil War and all our issues, we are still country bumpkins when we face these permutations from Russia and Germany and Europe that weren't just created there. They were going back to Napoleon and Bismarck and, you know, all the thousands of years of wars and Machiavellian crap. So we tried to get away from Europe with a free market system, but the ghost of Europe came into America, and now we've become what we tried to leave.
Do you know what's written on the back of the first penny, which I believe was designed by Ben Franklin? I have one in my kitchen.
I forget. I've got one. My grandfather gave me one. It's worth like $10,000.
It says, mind your business.
Yeah.
Yeah. But you bounce around a little bit. Take us from the Bilderberg group to today, because it is pretty much a straight line. And what's interesting is, as these organizations are getting more and more powerful, you can see simultaneously the media at the time is saying that any criticism of them, crazy person, tinfoil hat, it's all fine. They just want us all to work together. And that was how the UN was sold. And now it's pretty much a given nowadays that the UN is at best a corrupt, ineffectual organization. So can you talk us through from the Bilderbergers Foundation through to today?
Well, that's right. I mean, they were having meetings right when World War II ended. But in the early 50s, the official name was Bilderberg, Oosterbeek Hall, and the hotel. And it was the remnants of the Nazis. This is in their own papers. It's not all out in the open. Like, you're right. Until 15 years ago, the news would say it didn't exist. Right. Now they're like, yeah, okay, we were a post-World War II group to try to bring America, the Anglo-American Empire, you know, the British, in with the old European elites. And it was Hitler's project for the EU, and then, you know, that's all declassified. And so Henry Kissinger was early on one of the gophers and kind of maitre d's at Bilderberg. That's come out. And so it was just getting all these big, powerful, rich people together. It was about the Nazis had stolen so much stuff. And so, because the Trotskyites weren't involved in Bilderberg until later. And it was really an alliance between the most corrupt elements of the British Empire and the stolen wealth of the Nazis to try to create a new world corporate government system. And so Henry Kissinger's State Department Memorandum 200 and depopulation and world government and bringing China in and building them up and just all of this, because the average person isn't thinking global domination. If we were, we'd be just as good as them, but we just want to live our lives and open a business and, you know, we're done because we're competent and we're confident. But these are global dominators. These are guys that play risk every day, even in their sleep. And so that extrapolates into the CIA in 47, extrapolates into the shadow government, and it just moves into the war on drugs with the CIA shipping in the drugs, then being the answer to the drugs, and it just goes through the whole compendium, and now they've moved on to, you know, vaccines and, you know, viruses made in labs to create the crisis, and the answers, you know, oh, and now there's racial division that they're hyping up, so the answer's reparations run by the UN, and the UN was the second permutation of the League of Nations with Woodrow Wilson and the Federal Reserve. And again, it's not a UN world government where people come and voluntarily vote together. It's a totalitarian, centralized, really just rubber stamp for big corporations, as we've seen with the pandemic and the shots. And that's just where we are. We're dealing with all the old empires, all the king's courts, all the subterfuge, all the big money invested into taking over America, which they've done to a great extent, and invested in creating a new international body to have a clearinghouse, a casino to compromise people and buy them off. Now trying global domination again when you can't do it when there's nuclear weapons. But they have this old instinct and now we're like, well, we can use nukes. You know, this time it's going to be okay. And so it's a repeat of the worst instincts. Instead of, hey, let's expand into space, let's have free energy, let's go laissez-faire, let's make it all about prosperity. But the defense contractors and all this whole money, they just can't hang it up. And so their old instincts could destroy us all, Michael.
Were you – I don't know if you saw this, but our friend Roseanne Barr was on Bill Maher's podcast, Club Random. And Bill Maher, I didn't see the clip, I just saw the headlines, but apparently Bill Maher had never even heard of the World Economic Forum or Klaus Schwab. Bill Maher is not a dumb guy. Bill Maher is not poorly read. But I guess from the sources that he's in touch with, it just, these names never come up. And on the other hand, you wrote a book called The Great Reset. Charlie Kirk had a pamphlet called The Great Reset. Glenn Beck had a book called The Great Reset. On the other side of the aisle, it's like five alarm fire. Hey, these guys are coming. They're not joking around. They're much more malevolent and dangerous than Biden or Kamala Harris ever could be. I'm curious to hear your thoughts about this disconnect between something that you talk about pretty much every 2 minutes and Bill Maher not even knowing these names.
Well, I'm glad we just did the backstory. So I want to be 100% clear. The World Economic Forum is not in charge of anything but their meetings.
Okay.
They are the PR department of BlackRock, the big banks, the Federal Reserve, King Charles, who they're now openly pushing as the head guy. And Charles is an incompetent. We don't know all that, but you know his money, his power, it's all hidden. But you know he's a real shareholder. So, until 15 years ago, they would say Bilderberg didn't exist.
You're listening to Alex Jones.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, Get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Lines of the information war. It's Alex Jones.
Their real policies are cut off the general public's energy, only allow certain corporations to have access to energy. It's monopoly capitalism at its best. And then they use Marxist-Leninist ideology to control the lower masses. But the best way to describe its operating system is fascism at the top is the control arm, corporate interest above the law, tax exempt to a great extent, controlling governments, then using Marxist-Leninist ideology to control the lower masses. And Biden, Obama, when Obama was leaving office, famously traveled to Latin America, Asia, Africa, Middle East. Remember, he pulled the clips up. You can't have cars or air conditioning. The earth will heat up. And he also said, you know, communism's good, but you need it to work with capitalism, a hybrid like China's communist. But then we make money as free market with it. Well, what you do is middlemen, like slavers, exploit the communist slaves to make your profit. So they're even externalizing the method here. So you had a great question. What was it?
Were you surprised that Bill Maher apparently never even heard of Klaus Schwab and WEF? Yeah.
And I mean, I wasn't surprised because he reads the New York Times. He watches Washington Journal. And it's never in there. And so they still have New York Times articles occasionally. They're very schizophrenic. Like, Alex Jones claims there's a world government, a new world order, and it's run by this. But and then meanwhile, 6 months ago, Elon Musk is at the world government summit where they're calling for chips in us and the human age is over and you're going to eat bugs. You're watching it. And we're going to have central bank digital currencies and we're going to control everything you do. And we're going to track whatever you can buy and sell. They're saying it. The worst than I could ever even say. They're saying it. And then they're like, well, actually, none of that exists. And Elon Musk is like, I don't want world government. It gets rid of firewalls or like bulkheads in a ship. You hit one iceberg, you got bulkheads, it doesn't all flood. There's no bulkhead, everything floods. And that was a perfect answer by Elon Musk. And so they want to have this paradoxical game where there's no ruling elites, there's no powerful money that are monopoly men, but global government's going to save you. So, yeah, I think Bill Maher, some people that know him well, that had dinner with him, and he really believes what he's saying. I think he's a very smart guy. But he's so caught as an old dog in the stream of consciousness he's in that he doesn't want to admit that above the political operation he looks at, which is very real at his level, but there's something behind the facade that's now out in the open. But yeah, she says, do you know about this? He goes, no. But the fact that he didn't even ridicule her shows he knows how far behind he is. And I think it's as the Bill Maher's and the Elon Musk begin to wake up, I think that's what's going to cause a renaissance. Then the problem is they're trying to push Marxist-Leninist, you'll own nothing, you'll love it, everybody owns each other, Brave New World crap. They think we're so dumb. They're like, the Democrats are like, now we got a broken border. Terrorists are coming in. We got to totally. And again, I'm a libertarian. We had freedom and open systems and neighboring countries that were free. We could have open borders, but we don't have that. The point is now they're suddenly worried about open borders because they know people are pissed off about it. They think we have no memory. So it's the same thing here. They think we don't know all this tyranny is going on and they're going to try to blame some other group for it. No. We're all to blame at some level, but the big corporations have been quarterbacking destabilization, crisis creation for consolidation of power for hundreds of years, and we have nuclear weapons and biological weapons and other things. It has to stop. It has to end. We've got to have a new system, and I would postulate, as you do, anarchic capitalism, something along those lines, but you've got to get to that. So Lenin was trying to get to withering of the state the wrong way. We have to get there by deploying systems that people then adopt that then slowly phase out the old system.
Amen, brother. One of the other things, and again, this book is really written for normies. Can you explain as best you can, you talk about this constantly, and I completely agree with you, what's the problem with having a digital currency? Because for average people, digital currency just means, hey, I go to the supermarket, I don't have to have a wallet, I just take my phone, I tap it on the screen, it's paid for, it's convenient. So, you know, what's this crazy Alex Jones having concern with digital currency for? He just hates technology and is a boomer.
Well, first off, there's no free lunch. And then number two, because they're promising you a bunch of extra credit if you do it. I am for Bitcoin. I think it's beautiful and wonderful as long as there's a bunch of real alternatives. I get we're in the wall less, so it's been a bunch of pump and dumps. We're not transported to the state of liberty on a bed of feathers, as Thomas Jefferson said. So I want Bitcoin, but I want a bunch of alternatives because I don't want a centralized system, i.e., a Federal Reserve or a UN or a EU or a communist China central thing. So out of the gates, the central banks are saying, we're going to have a global centralized currencies and competing currencies that are all nexus together with Bill Gates setting up the protocols that controls where you can spend it, values how much it is, and you lose control and we surveil you. The answer to that is a decentralized system where you'll end up getting a bunch of trusted currencies, and maybe there's 100 of them. Maybe there's 1,000 of them by the time we're done, and then people decide what they're going to do. So I believe digital currencies are the holy grail, but decentralized digital currencies are what we need. And so I oppose all the central bank digital currencies. I oppose movements to have Bitcoin be the preeminent only thing. I want legitimate, used, tested, diverse systems, and it's the answer to the old tyranny. It's like getting rid of apartheid. Terrible. So you get rid of the central bank, fractional reserve banking, Federal Reserve model, and then you bring in a central bank digital currency 1,000 times worse. No. You don't replace apartheid with Marxist-Leninism. You've got to replace the old fractional reserve system with a diversified system of private cryptocurrencies.
Well, so can you explain, that's what I was getting at. Can you explain to people why you are opposed to, and I would agree with everything you say, I'm sure what you're about to say, what is wrong with a federal backed central digital currency that instead of having dollars in your wallet, you have a digital currency that the government controls?
I mean, it's like having one grocery store in the whole country. They're going to gouge you. They're going to rip you off. They're going to have fixing prices. It's going to be controlled. It's going to be a mafia. It's going to be terrible. You don't want one doctor in your town.
Right.
You don't want, one movie production house. Anything that's centralized is always the worst possible thing on earth. Even if up front it's not, it'll be taken over. It'll become where all the grifters go. There'll be a big fight over it, maybe even a war over it. You don't want governments involved in currencies, period. I mean, I believe in the future, you don't want one corporation that can operate as a government. That's where libertarians, a lot of them get it wrong. Like, oh, this corporation, well, if it's bigger than a government and operates like a government, you know, it's just as bad. So what I want is Elon Musk to have a currency. And I want American Airlines to have a currency.
Yeah.
And I want the federal government to have 50 currencies. And I want McDonald's to have a currency. I want Michael Malice to have a currency. And then they'll all have different values. They'll all be out there. And then it gives us all diversity, and we can decide which one we like. And over time, whatever gives the best service, whatever's the best, will become the basket of currencies we use. And then that takes the power of money away, where you get everything just because you control the money like a central bank. Now it's about the ideas, the culture, the inventions, and it empowers the individual.
What of your past predictions do you think you've gotten the most wrong?
Hi folks, this is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Silver Lungs Generator. Now you can produce pure and endless colloidal silver and deliver the solution directly into the bloodstream by breathing the solution through the lungs. The respiratory system is the first line of defense for airborne pathogens and viruses. The Silver Lungs Generator infuses the respiratory system with your self-produced nano-silver solutions and also delivers the silver nanoparticles instantly into the bloodstream. With continued legislation threatening the sale of nano-silver products, you can now produce pure and endless colloidal silver with the Silver Lungs Generator. Very easy to follow, step-by-step instructions are provided, making production fast and simple. Go to www.silverlungs.com today and learn more about the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs Generator. That's www.silverlungs.com.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read one. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered from a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious, he almost died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives that were more affordable, he tried Extendivite. Since taking it, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
Most folks don't realize this fact. Our country is only 4 missed meals away from chaos, and those meals can vanish fast. In a national emergency, fragile supply chains break down and will wipe grocery store shelves clean in a matter of hours. Before this happens, there's something you should do today. Let's stock up on emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply is the company millions of American families trust for their emergency supplies. You should, too. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each kit contains delicious breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and other survival necessities. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship the same day, fast. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Those who know what's coming, prepare before the chaos starts. MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. You're listening to Alex Jones.
You know, I got to be honest. I'm following the arc of history. It is not. I mean, I've gotten almost everything right. I've been sucked in. Here's what I got wrong. WikiLeaks comes out a month before the 2016 election, and it's hardcore emails. No one's denying it. Telling the top Democrats in upstate New York, we're going to deliver 7 and 8 year old children to you. They're trained, but they may still give you a problem, but they're ready to entertain you. And it's bad. And then the New York Times, the Washington Post, and CNN go, oh, look, a pizza place. They got dungeons. They're doing this. And we all run to that instead of the real thing, and then it discredits the real thing. And it was the same thing. They had the school safety experts and all these professors. Oh, this mass shooting had happened. I barely ever covered it. But then they could go back and make that who I was. So what I've learned is anything that kind of, a lot of organic stuff's great. But whatever the new kind of 4chan Fed, we later learned it was the CIA, thing is usually a distraction. Like, I mean, I was wise to this when Q came along. And, you know, oh, Trump's invincible and Biden will be arrested on Inauguration Day. And I went after it and, you know, they said, oh, Q, rise up and all this. That was the CIA. We now know that. So, yeah, they just, anything too good to be true is. The world's too complex. Any panacea is a lie. So we need 100 currencies, not all the one perfect one. And I love Bitcoin. I'm just saying, I don't want a central bank digital currency and I don't want Bitcoin to be the only one. And the Bitcoin guys get mad. They go, oh, well, there's a problem. It's the best. I don't want one thing. I want at least five choices. And, you know, 100's better. 1,000's even better.
I had Jake Angeli, who is the January 6th shaman, on my show a couple of times. He's out on probation. I wanted to ask, I was on the fence about something. I realized I have access to the greatest person on earth to ask, which is you. As a former someone born in the Soviet Union, if he comes to Austin and I let him crash at my place, am I making a huge mistake, in your professional opinion?
No, I don't think he's part of Operation Trust, you know, that the, you know, it's gone on before in the Soviet Union.
No, I just meant, like, as a Soviet, me being suspicious. Like, am I going to get on some list and I'm going to get audited or they're going to come to my house? Do you know what I mean?
I mean, Michael, you're already on the list, good and bad. I mean, everybody knows you're a really well-thought-out, smart guy. No, I think Jacob Chomsky's a good guy. I think, like anybody that's gotten famous out of nowhere, he's a little bit having delusions of grandeur. I'll say that to his face. Because, you know, I've had him, like, call up and say, hey, have me on right now or whatever. No, I think he's a good guy. I think he's a funny guy. He got set up that day. He tried to shut it down. I think you're totally safe hanging out. In fact, let's go to get dinner together. I'd love to meet you in person.
Okay, that'll be great. I know you've got another hold on. I got another one question. Tell me about the two books, because people, again, you're so radioactive, yet you got book deals with major publishers. Can you explain what that process was like? Because I know when you tried to do a book with Neil Strauss, it was huge news. People got in trouble. I think some of them got lost their jobs. And it's like, no, this guy's radioactive. And now it's front and center on Amazon. It's selling. When I looked, it was like number 27 on Amazon, which is no joke. So can you explain how that happened? Are you no longer radioactive in terms of corporate publishing?
Well, what happened is it was okay with the media and the system when I was being beat up and intimidated. But now the arrogance has gotten so bad. It's like the French Revolution.
Okay.
It was really popular the first year, but a couple of years later, they were killing the leaders of the French Revolution. I'm not saying do that. I'm saying that's what happened. And so, yeah, Neil Strauss came. They had this top publisher. They had one of the most famous top five agents. And CNN had a mole inside the huge publisher and got him fired and others fired and basically blackballed Neil Strauss over it. We're just trying to write a book about Alex Jones and the secret history of the world. I mean, obviously, I'm the big black sheep. I'm the guy to write a book about. And then now, since they've attacked so many people, Tony Lyons and Skyhorse is an imprint, I think, of Simon & Schuster. So he's been able to put some of the books out. The first one is The Great Reset and The War for the World. The new one is The Great Awakening. I hope people all get it at InfoWars.com because I'm barely paying my bills even though the show's exploded. And they're good books. They're informative. But really, it's just about being focused on the fact that we're all part of the new renaissance. We're all part of the Great Awakening. This is not some perfect battle plan like communist bean counters create. It's about us demanding change, being informed, demanding quality, and demanding a free society. And so I hope people do get the Great Awakening. And I hope they tune into my show. They follow me on X, back on X at Real Alex Jones.
Yeah, I really endorse this book. I'm going to get the new one, Alex, and when I read it, I'm going to have you back on to discuss it. I know you've got a heart out right now. Now, Alex, before I let you go, I want to encourage everyone to head over to malice.locals.com where you're going to be answering questions from supporters. Alex, we're running out of time. What has been your favorite part of this interview?
Just talking to you, and I appreciate you putting up with me because I've been up since 5 a.m. this morning, and everything's so hot right now. I've done a whole bunch of interviews, and I'm cross-eyed, but you got me excited, and I really look forward to having dinner with you and Jacob Chomsky and maybe some of our other mutual friends. And so, Michael, I appreciate you, and I think I'm going to come back tomorrow. I'll put the same blue shirt on. Yeah. We're going to take some questions from the audience.
We've got some great questions in here. Cameron wants to know Raj wants to know, as a Texan, propane or charcoal?
Oh, my God. That's like saying, am I tits or ass man? They're both amazing.
That actually was another question. Someone had tits or ass. So what's
it? No, I mean, I'm more of an ass man, but I mean, it's like tits are a close second. So I would say charcoal's your ass, tits are gas.
Okay. Anson wants to know, when you're having a stressful day, how do you calm yourself down? Because you have a lot of those and you get very hyped up. How do you kind of relax?
Well, let's not lie. I like a few drinks and I like women. I like my wife. So
that'll do it.
Back to the same thing. It all revolves around that.
You mentioned, Paneer wants to know, you mentioned the X-Files was based on your life. What episode was your favorite?
Okay, well, I want to explain, not the whole X-Files. And let me go back. I actually like researching or reading a good book, even if it's nonfiction. Read your books, thought White Pill was great. Just knowledge is an escape. You'd think, like, getting out of news and getting out of things would be relaxing. No, then it's actually depressing to sometimes unplug. So, really, my big go-to is research. And you know, sometimes it's just cooking dinner or cleaning the kitchen or my wife had family over the other day, huge, messy kitchen. I said, hey, you just go to bed. You know, after we watch a movie, I'm going to clean up the kitchen. And I spent like 45 minutes. I had that sucker spick and span like a, you know, deck of a Navy ship. And so I like, I actually like cleaning, strangely enough. I don't have a lot of time to do it, but I really enjoy it. I like sweeping, you know, the back porch. I mean, I like cutting wood. I like work. I like cleaning the garage. So
it's a good way to like stop thinking and just do something productive. And you don't have to kind of be like a hamster wheel in your own head. You could just kind of do something and like, I'm getting something done, but I don't have to kind of stress myself out.
Exactly. What was the next question?
The next question was, you mentioned the X-Files was based on your life. What episode was your favorite?
Okay, I was not a big X-Files fan because I wasn't a big fiction TV fan back when it was huge in the 90s. Then they had Lone Gunman spinoff that had a jet hijack, a jumbo jet to fly in the World Trade Center to bring in martial law. That was right before 9/11, and I thought that was important. And then I said, man, is Chris Carter being told this by the CIA? And then Chris Carter came out in a bunch of news articles in, I think, like Variety, you name it, saying, actually, Alex Jones is right. And I had some of the X-Files people contact me, some of the stars. Then I talked some to Chris Carter, and he said, actually, my new spinoff, 2016, that was new then, the talk show host that warns the government giving you a vaccine that erases your immune system is based on you. I basically talked about some of that because it was in Operation Lockstep. I wasn't getting it from my own brain. I was getting it from the Rockefeller Foundation. And so I talked a little bit to Carter. He wanted to meet in L.A. We never got that done. But he admitted that a lot of that stuff came from my show and that relaunch, it was only a few episodes, I think five of them that aired.
The Lone Gunman.
It was a hit show, but they did. Yeah, so 2016, he said in the news that I was basically the main impetus or that I influenced that.
The Silver Lungs Generator is the only all-encompassing professional class product for producing endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. With recent regulations threatening the sale of silver-based supplements, now you can secure yourself and your family by producing your own silver solutions anywhere, anytime. You can have the peace of mind knowing that you can create endless supply of silver anytime, anywhere, for any application. The Silver Lungs Generator is a one-time purchase that requires no maintenance nor replacement parts for the life of the unit. This product was designed to be an invaluable part of your vital preparations. For a detailed report on the differences between ionic silver, colloidal silver, and what most silver solution manufacturers are producing, please visit our website at www.silverlungs.com for more information on why you should be producing your own silver solutions right from your home forever.
Most folks don't realize this fact. Our country is only 4 missed meals away from chaos, and those meals can vanish fast. In a national emergency, fragile supply chains break down and will wipe grocery store shelves clean in a matter of hours. Before this happens, there's something you should do today. Let's stock up on emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply is the company millions of American families trust for their emergency supplies. You should, too. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits.
Each kit contains delicious breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and other survival necessities. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship the same day, fast. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Those who know what's coming, prepare before the chaos starts. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hard-working people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
Patty wants to know, which do you think is more likely to happen first? The U.S. becomes a pure totalitarian regime or national divorce?
I think national divorce happens. I think they'll try for the totalitarian, and I think it causes the breakup of the country.
Yeah, there's enough people.
I'm not saying either one of those is going to happen. Right. I'm not saying either one of those. I believe we're going to fix this, not have some utopia, but turn it around and kind of stop World War III and reorganize things. But, I mean, I don't want to have collapse like the Soviet Union. Right. That's another, you know, possibility. But that's better than a national divorce or a civil war. So that's the third worst option, but, you know, the lesser of evils. I'd rather wake the hell up and just pull ourselves together and stop this.
Amen. Nolan wants to know, what is the most unbelievable claim you've made that ultimately turned out to be true?
You know, 99% of the stuff I cover is already actually in the news. Like, it was in hundreds of studies that atrazine was making male frogs be attracted to male frogs so they wouldn't have any offspring. So that wasn't a prediction I made, or the fact that our government overthrew the Ukrainian government 9 years ago and started a proxy war. Now that's in the, or that the government blew up Nord Stream, which they now basically admit. 99% of the time, Michael, people think, because they're not researching, that I just magically guessed the Russians will invade by the end of February. That was the Pentagon's own public statement. And I know people that were over there. So that wasn't a prediction again. I did predict Trump would win a year before he won. People thought that was crazy, but I could kind of pick up the zeitgeist. So that was probably something where it was actually me making a prediction.
Yeah, that's the other thing is like the caricature of Alex Jones is that you're just sitting there and running your mouth and just, you know, again, like Bigfoot did 9/11, when most of your content is here's documents that are public from these outlets and, you know, international organizations and powerful people. These are their own words. So it's the exact opposite of conspiracy in the fact that this isn't secret at all. You give people the URL, they could go look it up themselves.
Well, that's the frustration point is we've all been to Thanksgiving and there's the adult table and the little kid tables over here. They're talking about divorce and cancer and stock portfolios or, you know, the NFL at the adult table. And we're talking about Pokemon or, you know, Batman or whatever. And I'm just at the adult table and they write white papers and documents admitting that Klaus Schwab's like, by 2030, we will put brain chips in all of you and we will make you. I mean, this is their crazy plan. They've got a lot of power. Doesn't mean it's going to happen, but if we don't admit they're planning it,
yes,
we don't oppose them, it will. So I don't tell everybody this stuff to be desperate. I think we're all going to be defeated. I tell people this because I believe in them and say, hey, we should be captains and kings and queens of our own destiny and not comply.
You can't – this is the point I make all the time. You can't look at Klaus Schwab and be like, there's no way I can win against this guy. He's much closer to a clown than to Darth Vader, despite his clothing.
Clown Schwab. He is a clown. But it makes us the bigger clown if we abdicate our responsibility and just act like he's – like your book about White Pill. It's true. We're way better than we were 100 years ago.
Yes.
The problem is we got a lot more dangerous weapons, so we got to knock it off, man. And that's my message to the so-called elite, the trust fund babies, the billionaires. Guys, come on. Like – you're not going to make the general public poor and create some dystopia and then you're secure and rich by new feudalism. Feudalism won't work once people have already tasted freedom.
Yes,
all you're going to do is create total destruction.
Matt wants to know if history – I don't say if. I'm going to change it to when. When history vindicates you and your name is uttered 100 years from now, what moment from your career do you most want it to evoke?
You know, I really, quite frankly, don't care about my name in the future. I care about my children who have children who have children aren't dead to nuclear war. So I'm so concerned about Biden saying last week and now the Joint Chiefs of Staff head and the Lloyd Austin, the Secretary of Defense, and the Secretary of State all saying, let us have $106 billion or your sons and daughters will be dying in 2 months. So I'm just I want them to say, Alex Jones helped save humanity. And we all need to have that attitude. And so, I would want that, basically.
That's a great answer. Indy wants to know, what was the strangest thing you've ever experienced in your life?
I'm not going to say on air because they'll use it against me. But, I've had spiritual experiences, interdimensional experiences, psychic experiences. I just know there's a lot more, as they say, that are in your books. So I've had a lot of – I've said this 20 years ago. That I was on there about 2-3 years, and I was in a restaurant by myself at night. It was closing at 10. I just eating a chicken fried steak, drinking iced tea, and I just kind of saw the future and talked about it then, and it basically came true. So call it what you will, just we're all tied into the ether.
And a lot of times our subconscious, if we're people who study a subject a lot, will click. And it'll feel like a vision or something, but it's not a vision. It's that your brain just put two and two together, and now it's giving that information to the conscious part of your brain. So it might feel metaphysical, but it's just really –
Well, exactly. Even people don't want to believe in, you know, things we can't see. Exactly. The cerebral cortex, depending on what brain science you talk to, is like 2% of our processing power.
Yeah.
It's the frontal lobes of both sides of the brain trying to communicate. It's our limited focus. But the subconscious is hundreds of times more powerful than the conscious.
Yeah.
Then the unconscious is it's incredible. And so exactly, we're like a giant complex of supercomputers, but we can only focus on one thing at a time. But it's focusing on everything. So I think real transcendence and real genius is being able to get close to the unconscious. Or first the subconscious, and then to the unconscious. That's thousands of times altogether more powerful than our limited vision in the cerebral cortex.
I agree completely. Sean wants to know, what do you think is the most absurd and baseless conspiracy theory that you've heard of?
I would have to say the Earth is flat.
Yeah.
Or there aren't satellites. Stuff like that is just preposterous. Because my dad would always never give me any money unless it was for school or science. And I was already out of high school, and I was into astronomy. And I said, and they just came out with Meade telescopes. They were still university guys. And I said, Dad, there's a Meade telescope in San Antonio, like this big, like, reflector, I forget, it's the short ones, with like a 12-inch deal. It's like $14,000. They've now got robot control where it'll follow the stars and things. I know you got me into astronomy. Can we buy it? He said, here's my credit card. So I drive from Austin to San Antonio. I get it. And when my dad's really old now, and, you know, but we spent years, you know, the next 4 or 5 years, we should dig that thing out of storage and use it again. We're almost every other weekend, we drive out to the desert 2 or 3 hours west of Austin where it's clear sky. Because, you know, Austin kind of ends where it's green and it gets deserty out there. And we would drink beer and sleep in a tent. And for 2 days, we'd put a 35-millimeter camera. You know, we'd take photos of Hell Bop. We'd take photos of – and I've sat there looking – and by then, they even had digital lenses. We could watch it, put it in a hard drive. I got – this stuff is somewhere in storage or something. And I would watch over 4 hours, take photos on a 35-millimeter camera hooked into it, and then watch Jupiter over 4 or 5 hours turn substantively. And so it's round. And so I tell these flat earthers, like, I've looked at planets turning.
Yeah.
I've watched this, and they go, no, it's flat. And you can look at the sun, it's round. And then my dad bought a bunch of equipment. The best thing is watching the sun during the day. They put these big green lenses on it so it doesn't hurt your eyes. It'll still heat the lens up super hot. And I've sat there and watched, you know, the sun, it only turns a little bit while you're watching it for an hour, with sunspots and everything, watching it turn, it's round. And so just because we've been lied to about so much, doesn't then mean everything else is a lie. And we go back to Copernicus or Galileo getting in trouble for saying the Earth's round and we're out the center of the universe. So, I mean, but I get it. People have been lied to so much, they have no scientific knowledge, so they really believe the Earth's flat, and they just don't understand it. So I think flat Earth is probably the most ridiculous thing.
By the way, I think that's great that you were so fortunate to have such great memories with your dad. I think that's the kind of stuff that makes America wonderful. Like, you know, me and dad are going to go to the desert. We're going to look at this astronomy. This is going to be our thing. We're going to hang out. I think you're very fortunate to have had those experiences, and I hope you treasure them, as it surely sounds like that you do. Mark wants to know, will the globalists need to crush Javier Milei?
Oh yeah, they're already coming after him. Just like Trump, just like Bolsonaro, just like any of these people. So yeah, they're gonna come after him, and they already are, because they're scared of progress. They're scared of everybody having a shot of success, because out of that, there's all these up and comers that they can't control.
Alex Jones. Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.